You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's biennial budget is now set. Here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
At 1:32 a.m. Thursday, Governor Tony Evers signed the budget bill now known as 2025 Act 15 into law. The bill passed the state Senate late Wednesday evening.
There are 19 ayes, 14 noes, and the bill is passed.
Then it was the Assembly's turn voting after midnight.
There are 59 ayes and 39 noes. Senate Bill 45 is concurred in.
The Assembly gaveled out at 12:49 a.m. Thursday, capping a marathon session to finish the state legislature's end of the budget process.
Wisconsin State Assembly is adjourned.
The budget bill passed with bipartisan support in both chambers. Assembly Representative and co-chair of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee, Mark Bourne, said that this year's budget came about the same way as other recent budget bills.
Every budget that has come through this committee since Governor Evers has been in office has been a bipartisan budget because Republicans have crafted most of it, which is still true with this document, and the governor has signed it.
Governor Evers said after signing the bill that he never seriously considered vetoing the entire budget, as it would have jeopardized over $1 billion in healthcare funding, as well as investments in childcare, special education reimbursement, the UW system, and infrastructure. Evers issued 23 partial vetoes, several of them due to a lack of funding provided for the Nelson Knowles Stewardship Program. In signing the bill, Evers said that the compromise between both parties in the legislature, along with the governor's office, led to the creation of a bipartisan budget. Evers touted the impact that the budget will have on families and said, quote, "The budget is proof of what we can all accomplish when we put politics aside." The final price tag on the budget is $111.1 billion. The full budget bill and veto message is available on our website at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
After a recent traffic incident caught on video that saw a group of people on electric motorcycles driving the wrong way in a roundabout and swerving into oncoming traffic, Appleton police are reminding residents that reckless driving isn't just illegal. It puts lives at risk. Furthermore, electric motorcycles are not considered e-bikes and are not street legal. They are made for off-road use. Riders will be cited and e-motorcycles will be towed. See the story on our website for the video. 43-year-old Rebecca Ryan, a former Appleton West High School teacher, pleaded not guilty to three counts of sexual assault of a student by a staff member on Wednesday. Ryan is accused of having a sexual relationship with a student in 2017 and 2018. The victim alleges that he and Ryan had sex several times in the overflow parking lot of the high school and in other parking lots. A trial date has not been set. A legendary Wisconsin Dells attraction is turning 80 years old. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The Wisconsin State Journal reports the Dells Army Duck started in 1946 when Milwaukee native Melvin Flath bought two of the amphibious assault vehicles and brought them to the Dells. Since then, the Flath family has bought more than 150 of the vintage vehicles. The Ducks tour the Lower Dells and the Wisconsin River, letting visitors see the canyons carved by the river. A special celebration is set for the 4th of July, including a cookout and fireworks.
The 4th of July is an exciting holiday for many, but not for all. Melissa Kay reports.
For our military veterans living with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, exploding fireworks can trigger distressing memories. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs recommends tips to help veterans and their friends and families manage PTSD during fireworks. For veterans, find out in advance if a celebration will include them and when. Remind yourself you are safe and consider using earplugs or other sensory aids. For family and friends, ask how you can help. Offer words of support such as, "I am here with you now," and help the veteran remember where they currently are and that it is safe.
There will be extra law enforcement agencies on the water this upcoming holiday weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is joining law enforcement agencies nationwide for Operation Dry Water, an annual campaign targeting boating while impaired during the July 4th through July 6th, holiday weekend. The DNR says you can enjoy the water by staying sober and knowing your limits. Always wear your life jacket and sign up for an online boater education course. DNR conservation wardens and local law enforcement will be on the state's lakes and rivers sharing education about safe boating while watching for operators who may be impaired or causing safety problems for themselves and others. Whether your Independence Day celebrations include fireworks, barbecues, pools, or parties, Ready Wisconsin is urging everyone to prioritize safety and responsibility. In 2024, there were 137 emergency room visits in Wisconsin for fireworks-related injuries. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than a quarter of those injured were children less than 18 years old. Children should never handle fireworks and should be closely supervised when they're in use. Even novelties like sparklers can burn at roughly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit and easily ignite clothing and cause severe burns. The Festival Foods Fire Over the Fox brings fireworks in celebration to Lake Memorial Park, the Ray Nitschke Bridge, the Neville Public Museum parking lot, and the City Deck in Green Bay on July 4th. Thousands are expected to pack the waterfront in downtown Green Bay to celebrate America's independence. The event starts at 3 and features family-friendly activities, live music, food and beverage, and more. It concludes at 9:45 with the largest fireworks display in Northeast Wisconsin. See the story at WGBW.fm for more information and a list of other fireworks shows in the area. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he'd let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career grand slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not a lot opening wide this weekend, but there is almost one slam dunk blockbuster, and that is Jurassic World Rebirth, which opened yesterday and is expected to easily finish in first place at the box office, as Universal Studios is hoping for a $100 to $130 million haul over the five-day holiday weekend. The film is scoring mediocre reviews at best. Only two of the 7 Jurassic films in the franchise have drawn over 60% or fresh readings on Rotten Tomatoes. Rebirth stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and is directed by Gareth Edwards. If you're not in the mood for dinosaurs, check out F1, the Formula One racing film starring Brad Pitt. And if you want some horror and a great theater experience, check out 28 Weeks Later. Opening in limited release are a couple swell re-releases, including This is Spinal Tap, which hits the big screen a couple months before the long-awaited latest chapter, Spinal Tap 2, drops. Let's go to the movies. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says 3 contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Greener's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm is possible after midnight. Otherwise, clear with a low of 64 tomorrow. Same thing, an isolated thundershower. Otherwise, partly cloudy on the 4th of July. Warm and muggy with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.